You know, it was always it was always better when I did
it was. This is the Married Man Show with a married man, Jack, divorced guy, once divorced guy, Worm Taffy, and Jay from Studio West joining us today.
Woohoo!
There's no mulligans. We say this all the time.
There's no mulligans. Like, there's divorce. It's twice.
What?
Twice divorce.
I was married once. The other time doesn't count.
Yes,
it does.
No, after like fucking, it wasn't even a month. We were sleeping in separate bedrooms.
So?
And we tried to get it annulled, and I missed the time frame by a month.
Okay, so if you can't get it annulled in the eyes of the church. So
it's a divorce.
Well, because for some reason she wanted a white wedding. So
it's a nice day for a white wedding.
So evidently,
but the only way you can like annul the marriage, right, is if you were both incredibly inebriated, or you didn't consummate. So,
well, back in those days, that would be true.
You didn't consummate.
I consummated all the time with different people, so that should have nothing to do with it. So.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, you're talking about annulment, and that to me says, you know, you didn't seal the deal.
I mean, there was that time on the farm, too.
Oh, God. There's no farms in San Diego.
But you got that one annulled.
Yeah, that doesn't count as part of your two divorces.
The sheep said, I can't live with this guy.
I'm a big fan of the lambskin condoms, yes. How do you like me now? Bad.
Now.
You're being very bad.
I want to speak to my lawyer.
Oh, God. That's a way to kick it off. Everybody knows this is an explicit podcast. This is not one to listen with your children in the same room or car. And the people that make this show possible, for better or worse, are you, the listener, over at patreon.com/jayandjack. That's patreon.com/jayandjack. Big thanks to all 115 of our patrons, bringing in a total of $673 and something cents a month. So thank you very much for those contributions.
All I know is, when do I see some green around here?
The end of this month, actually, will be the first times we can make payments to our podcasters. So, Dale, it will happen end of this month.
Uh-huh. Hey, but the best thing is...
Better not be just like a roll of quarters.
Well, at this point, it might be, but we'll see how it shakes out. Hey,
the best thing is, at this pace, no one's going to see me naked driving a Zamboni until like 2045.
So, yeah, like, Jack...
I think we're safe there.
We have a goal at $2,000 a month, and at that goal, we will release checks.
You were shooting way too high there, because that was just not... I told you that wasn't an incentive. It's not like you said, hey, we got
a... But at $1,000 a month,
We got George Clooney $2,000, which you could see him naked.
We've definitely stalled out, because we're going really strong, and the holidays hit, and we've stalled out here. But it doesn't mean that we can't get our bearings under us again. And start pushing forward to that $1,000 goal, which will be the live Married Man Show. So if you want to experience Dale live, that's the way to do it.
I think that's another deterrent. I think you got me naked at $2,000. Dale live at any price is a deterrent.
Bring your own farm animal.
Oh, God.
Grab that lamb by the horns.
It's a little
horny.
That's a ram that has the horns, right?
It's a ram, yeah.
Speaking of Rams.
Either way, it was good for me.
Fuck you, LA. Fuck you, NFL. Fuck you, Chargers.
Well, they haven't gone
yet. The Chargers
making deals. You see, they're already making a deal right now with the Rams and Inglewood.
Well, that's part of this. That's part of the negotiations.
I get it, but I'm just saying, if they leave, I'm done being I'm done being an NFL fan. I'm taking it straight to the top.
Jeez, whatever. Well, I was going to say we've lost some legends. We just lost another legend today.
Who would we lose today?
Glenn Frey.
That's right, Glenn Frey. We did lose them today. I hear he was kind of a jerk, though. I mean, I guess you don't want to speak ill of the dead, but I've heard he was kind of the mean member of the Eagles.
I've never heard that. He did the song Smuggler's Blues. He was on Miami Vice. So he did some acting and stuff like that. So I'm going to say Glenn Frey was cool.
But last week, we lost David Bowie. I mean, a legend. That's a legend. And then you lose Alan Rickman.
At age 69.
Yeah, and Alan Rickman died at 69, too.
At 69. So you know how they come in threes, right?
Yeah, it was when Glenn Frey died. Was he 69?
Well, no, before that. Glenn Frey was 67 because, you know, thousands of people got married last week, too. So a sexual position died, too, for many. So there's your three. Dale's not getting it. Dale's not figuring out. Okay, we have.
Yeah, Dale would get 69. That's his. That's his. You know,
I got it.
Thousands of people got married, and a sexual position died for many at 69. So. No, I was shocked at David Bowie. I'm like going, David Bowie. I didn't even know he was sick.
Yeah, he kept that under wraps.
And then Glenn Frey died of complications of something.
Well, they said multiple ailments. So I don't know. That one's still Smugglers. TBD. That one is still TBD.
I think of Glenn Frey, I think of Smuggler's Blue. I have blues. Yeah. I don't know why, but every time I think of Glenn Frey, all the songs he had with the Eagles, somehow I think of Smuggler's Blues.
But the Alan Rickman stunk too, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
And then played Snape on Harry Potter. I've been kind of going back and watching the movies.
But he's also in Galaxy Quest.
Great in Galaxy Quest. So
he's in a lot of things. He was in a lot of things.
Yeah. It's just, iconic voice for sure.
Yes, well, he's British.
But even being British, he had a very unique voice that was his and his alone. He was also great in Dogma, the Kevin Smith movie. I love.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's in Dogma. I forgot that.
He plays the voice of God.
Well, everybody's in that one though, isn't it?
I mean, there's a lot of people in that one for sure. For sure. But how's it going, guys?
Outstanding.
I saw Creed today. Finally saw Creed.
Did you see Creed? How was it? Did you like it?
It is. That was I'm not going to lie. I cried a few points in that movie. It was fantastic.
I told you.
I knew it was going to be good.
Well, how can you not cry during the one scene where the picture of his real son? I mean,
one was touching. And then kind of what his...
Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen Creed.
What have you seen lately then, Dale?
I saw Hateful Eight.
Oh, how was that? That was another one we would see if we didn't see Creed.
I enjoyed it. It's, you know... I like the Quentin Tarantino twist on things, and you know
it's a long movie because
it's
Quentin Tarantino.
It's a long movie, but
there has to be a long monologue somewhere in the movie.
Not
has to
long.
Be. It's Quentin Tarantino.
No, not very long. Just one little recap monologue between one of the chapters.
Did you and Kim go see it?
In a way, but it was very good.
Did you and Kim go see it?
No,
because you said I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
I went
today.
Okay, did the sheep enjoy it?
What's that?
Did the sheep enjoy it?
Well. No.
Well,
I was.
You know what the problem with the sheep? They're always on their fucking cell phone, aren't they?
Well, today this was went to Regal.
Regal?
Yeah. Well, because my parents for Christmas got me a Regal gift card. It's like, come on, what the heck?
Slacking. That wasn't me. I said nobody goes to Regal anymore.
I know, but I was like, I got these gift cards.
Unless of course you want to sponsor the Married Man Show, then the Regal is the best place to be.
So we
not the Regal Beagle.
So we've got Raleigh Grand has been our theater for a long time. Before it was cool, right? We went to Raleigh.
What's the Regal Beagle? Anybody know the Regal Beagle?
No, I don't know.
Regal Beagle, Dale. Come on.
I can't place it.
Fictional bar on Three's Company.
Oh, there you go.
But so it's you've been to Raleigh Grand. Now you're a fan. I mean, you get great food at a good price, beer at a good price.
I just go there for the comfort and people not standing up in front
exactly,
of me.
Exactly, reclining chairs, lots of space. You get your own, it's assigned seats.
The strip club that's right adjacent, right in the next
get
theater.
A pole dance while you're watching the movie.
Yeah.
So it's great. So went
and you,
to this
you just
one.
Have to, you just have to. You have to. You put popcorn in their g-string, not dollar bills.
And we went to the Briar Creek one because Colleen got her cast off today. She was going.
Finally.
She was going.
She could finally scratch without doing it legally.
They gave her like these Q-tip things that she was scratching with.
Hold on a second. Dale just got excited when you hear Q-tip things.
It was a very long Q-tip, so that would.
That's fine. Oh, yeah. The real skinny ones are.
I can deal with the sheep.
If there's too
jokes.
Much cotton on there, you just pull the cotton off. Oh, yeah. Take it right. A little bit rougher.
I said a no, no, no.
Pretty bad when the grain of the chip is going against you.
What happens if like a sliver? What happens a sliver?
Kind of feels like sandpaper.
What if you get like a sliver and you're pulling back?
Oh man, splinter! Hey Doc, got a splinter down here.
Oh God!
Need you to reach in there with a pair of tweezers, pull that out.
God.
Woo!
All right,
good times.
I'm dying here.
So. Very excited to see Creed. Colleen was kind of like apprehensive. I was like, you're going to love this movie. You're going to love it. I'd never even seen it, but I was like, if it's, they're saying it's comparable to the first Rocky, and the first Rocky is amazing.
Had she seen any of the Rocky movies?
She has, and that was the thing. Well, I haven't seen the movies. Like, well, my feeling is you could go into it and not see the movie, or see the previous ones. It'll help give you really good context, but Yeah, the story itself, you don't...
You don't have to see the first six to enjoy the movie.
Exactly. But just, like, Sylvester Stallone's performance was fantastic. Like, it was just throughout, like, beginning to end. It was just really good. He did a really... He deserved the Oscar nom. I don't know who he's going against, but hopefully he wins. But I also think
Is he in this movie?
No.
Spoiler alert.
She died years ago.
Oh.
She died before the last movie.
Balboa?
What's that?
You haven't seen Balboa yet?
No, I have not.
I'm sorry for people who haven't seen Balboa.
Spoiler alert.
I'm going to say, hey, that's been like 5 years.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
At least 5 years.
No, I didn't see that.
I'm not apologizing if you haven't seen.
At that point, I kind of just like, really?
I don't see her every day. You know, I got my chair up here.
Beating a dead horse.
I got my chair up here. You know, I say, you know, Paulie. Yeah, Paulie's dead too. What's going on?
Anyway, so.
Yes, so, and Michael B. Jordan plays Creed's illegitimate son.
You may know him from Friday Night Lights.
As well as you're a fan of All My Children.
Okay. All My Children. Children, yes.
But, so anyway, I think he should have been nominated as well. I think Michael B. Jordan did a great job. But again, they only nominate white people, so.
Are you moving away from the microphone because you're starting to break up on my end?
Oh, sorry. No.
Well, I was. That's not entirely true. I found out I was pretty white in my 23andMe thing, and I was not nominated for any Academy Awards.
Oh, really? I thought they just gave it to all the white people.
No, I would have been upset. I would have understood before I took the 23andMe test. But now that I've taken the 23andMe test and know that I'm pure white, as with like
white
a small
is the
percent,
white snow,
white is the white snow, then I should have been nominated for something. So I'm pretty pissed.
But
I was left out. It's like the Eddie Murphy thing where he goes as a white guy.
Oh yeah,
I should be walking. They should just
here's all this money. Just take it.
I should be having an Academy Award. Should be in this studio by next week.
But yeah, so I think Michael B. Jordan should have been nominated as well. But it was a fantastic movie. I mean, loved it.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Better?
Why, you sounded fine before?
All right, there, yeah.
You must have pulled back and you pulled out the, you popped up.
Well,
I didn't touch it.
You didn't never plug me in all the way.
You never plugged me in all the way.
But, yeah, no, the thing of directing was really good too, because like the fight scenes, how they did the fight scenes, I thought was really good.
I figure it's like a GoPro thing, where they were up on it. Just was those were probably the best fights. The film sequence was probably the best fighting in all the Rocky movies.
Oh yeah, because like I loved the first fight he did, where it kind of focused on him going into it, and then it got in the fight, and then it focused on the other guy going into it, and just it brought you right into the fight, because I was like, oh god. Yeah, like it was. I think all the Rockies have that element to it where you kind of cheer, you know, along. But this one got you so into the fight. It was really well shot. But anyway, it's just a fight.
I can remember watching Rocky IV and might have had something extra going into it.
Uh huh.
Not gonna say anything. Might have had some ganja. Kick his ass. We're all saying kick his fucking ass. And the guy comes back and goes, excuse me, I think you're in my seat. And I go, no, we're not.
But
he goes, well, that's my jacket. I go, well, you can have your jacket back. And see, that's just not normally me. That's just not normally me. Because normally me, I'd be, I'm sorry, sir. Am I sitting in your seat?
Jack on weed, and then Jack without it. Jack on weed's kind of a dick, but Jack without it.
That's why I've only smoked it like 10 times in my life, so... Because I'm just not a nice person.
Usually it's like you have a mean drunk, but you generally don't have a mean person like who's supposed
to
weed.
I don't think I was being mean. I just said, no, I don't think I am. I don't think I'm in your seat.
So you're just saying,
that's my jacket. You can have your jacket back. There you go. Well, there's like five of us. I wasn't going to. It was one of him, five of us. I wasn't going to move.
So
we had a good.
Colleen did end up liking it, and when she left, she was like, so does like somebody die in every single movie? Because by this point, most of the people are dead. I was like, no, not really. I mean, people who die, but, you know, Creed's around for like four of the movies.
Yeah,
he dies in the
five.
Rocky was supposed to die in five.
Right, he didn't. They changed it. Six, yes.
off screen though, right?
Off screen, yeah. Well, it's still a death.
And then this one, no.
almost a death in two.
It was almost a death in two.
Just win, Rocky.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I don't spoil people.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Sorry.
Because you know, someone was in a coma. Yes, we got to train for a fight of his life. Someone's in a coma, and I got to wait around for you to wake up from your coma.
But no, it was really good. It was like, again, I thought Stallone's performance was fantastic. Like, there was so much, and I think what was great about it is it, like, for the first time since the first one, he was just very, he was human. He was very, very human, and I thought that was.
He was human. I think in Balboa and in Rocky V and Balboa, he was human.
Yeah, I guess so.
It wasn't over the top. I mean,
yeah.
Rocky IV, let's face it, it's over the top. I mean, he went got back to his, I mean, it's, but it's still, I love that movie.
Yeah. Well, you hate Russians, so I think that four tapped into your hatred.
Especially now that I found out that I'm probably only 0.1% Russian. Then I have to hate
him. You're self-hating. But the thing that ticked me off the most about this theater experience is, so, you know, it's we use it, we have gift cards, so it's not like we're spending any money on this movie. But
no,
we go in.
I did.
Yeah, you did. Thank you. Merry Christmas. But we're not, so it's good. So it's like, okay, we got a free drink because we have the, you know, Regal Rewards thing. So we had a free small drink, and immediately they try to upsell us. And the small drink,
they always do.
And I get it; they got to make money. But the small drink is huge. Small at a movie theater is like extra large anywhere else. So I was like, yeah, that one's more than enough. I don't need anything more than that. But thank you. It's only 50 cents more.
Tells people he works in a movie theater. Oh, really? If this was a movie theater, I'd be extra large.
and then I was like, well, candy looks good. And there's just, you know, a standard box of Junior Mints. I was like, you know what? Junior Mints sounds good. It's like chocolate but refreshing at the same time. That sounds like a great movie snack for me. And I asked how it was $5 for a box of Junior Mints. That's insane. When did they get that much?
But what you, here's I don't like people like you.
$5 though.
You don't go to a Walmart, grab the super huge thing of Twizzlers and put them in your jacket pocket.
I would rather spend the money there, but at that markup I was like, well, no, let me get something else. I'll get the nachos for $6.
You're walking into a movie theater.
Yeah.
I never questioned the price.
I didn't I kept it to myself. I didn't, you know, say what the heck these prices
are.
You
said it all.
I said it to myself.
The guy behind the counter is like going, this guy's a dick. Is he on pot? Is he high? It's my seat.
But $5, like $2.50. I think that's fair. That's a double markup because you could buy a box of those things for $1. So $2.50, you're making $1.50
over. That's
how
theaters stay in business, though, is from the concession stand.
But you look at Raleigh Grand, they don't overcharge for stuff like that. I could get truffle fries with a gourmet hot dog for $7 and a beer for $4.
Truffle fries?
You've had truffle fries? They're delicious.
I don't know what a truffle fry is.
It's the type of thing they put. But again, very fancy fries, not good, a very nice tasting hot dog.
Fancy fries. You have those fancy fries I've heard so much about?
For a fraction of the price that they're trying to charge.
For a fraction of the cost, I can get fancy fries.
So, anyways, I was just like $5. I thought that was excessive.
You're such a cheap bastard. Just
I don't mind.
You didn't pay. You didn't pay anything
like
to get
Bob
into the
Jr.
movie.
Yeah, Bob Jr.
Bob Jr. Mint.
I feel like that's excessive. $5 for Junior Mints, I think, is a little excessive.
It is excessive, but that's the deal.
I think if they would just charge a little bit less, they might sell more of them, or maybe they sell enough anyway. I don't know. I feel like that point, that's gouging a little bit.
Should be more upset about the popcorn for $8.
And the small popcorn was $6.50.
The popcorn probably cost them 20 cents to make that popcorn.
But I said no to the popcorn because it was 1 o'clock on a Monday, so you know that's Sunday's afternoon popcorn. Like, there's no way that's fresh popcorn at 1 o'clock on a Monday. So I was like, that's probably not good. I'm
like the person when we had our snack bar, she came up to me and goes, I want fresh popcorn. I go, I just made this popcorn. She goes, I want fresh popcorn. I want you to make it now. I go, well, it's going to take about 10 to 15 minutes for it to heat back up. And she sat there for about 12 minutes as it heated back up.
Do you, like, stare at her as you did it?
I just said, it probably took, like, 2 minutes to actually heat up. But I kept looking at the clock, waiting her out. She'll break. She'll just go for this damn popcorn. I go, it's getting there. It's getting warmer. It's almost there, because if it's not warm, it'll sit around in that that stuff we put in there, oil, and it'll be all greasy. She goes,
artificial yellow coloring.
I understand. I just want it cooked right. I said, okay. Everybody else is coming up getting the popcorn. I go, here's your fresh popcorn.
You're such a dick.
Because I don't like people like you.
$5 Junior Mints.
I didn't say that to the, I didn't say the cashier. It's not the cashier's fault. I didn't do it.
How much for an Apple phone? You never had no problem charging $7,000 for an Apple phone.
What's your choice? You want to buy it?
Cost $2 to make.
I have a choice when buying candy or not candy, and I chose not to.
But why Junior Mints?
I like mint. I like York peppermint patties. I just the minty and the dark chocolate. It's a good combo. I like that combo.
They didn't have like Reese's peanut butter cups, or
they did, but that's kind of more savory, and I just wanted something refreshing.
I need some refreshing.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying, that you want
in the balcony, you might kiss or something with
them? No, it's just I wanted to feel refreshed when I ate the candy. I didn't want. Like, I love Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, probably my favorite candy, but when you eat that, then you're just going to have a more savory feeling in your mouth because it's peanut butter, so it's a salty, kind of savory taste with the sweet of the chocolate.
It sounds like you're talking about a place to go watch porn, you know, like the adult movie theater. You want savory and salty tasting.
I want savory
but
and
I
salt.
Didn't. Oh? I didn't. I wanted to be refreshed because I was just looking forward to seeing
what is
your
the
movie.
Salty taste in my mouth?
Can I get one of those Swisher mints?
Yes.
Yeah, let me get one of those Swisher mint cigars. And
hey, are there senior mints?
I'm going to smoke this, too.
We got junior mints. Are there senior mints?
Yeah, I think they're just York peppermint patties. I think that's a big, you know, mint, chocolate mint.
But they don't. But if it's a junior, it would be junior York mint.
I don't know. I'm sure, like, Seinfeld has a stand-up about it, maybe. But
you understand what I'm saying,
no,
right?
No, I get it.
It's York peppermint patty. No. Yeah, is it York peppermint patty?
Yeah, York peppermint
patty. All of a sudden, I'm having a Peanuts flashback. But you have the junior mint. It's not a York peppermint patty. It'd be the junior peppermint patty.
All right, so the name of the product is a pun on Sally Benson's Junior Miss, a collection of her stories from The New Yorker, which were adapted by Jerome Chodroff and Joseph Fields into a successful play. The play was directed by Moss Hart and ran on Broadway from 1941 to 1943. So it's a play on Junior Miss, Junior Mints.
So this guy's stuck up, though. You listen to the names. I don't know. So you four thumbs for...
I give it five thumbs. It was fantastic.
I told you.
One of the best movies I've seen this year.
I told you'd like it. It's unfortunate Star Wars came out a couple weeks later because
it kind of got
crushed. But they probably should have waited until like January or February to release it.
I think they wanted to get the reward season probably.
Yeah, probably.
But I think Thanksgiving was fine. Stallone it was successful.
Stallone has an Oscar, not for acting, but
he got
for writing, right?
So the 4-ounce box of Junior Mints is $1.69. So again, double your money, $3. I think that's a great on top of retail prices.
But
so,
you have to pay somebody to sell the Junior Mints.
I get it, but you can pay somebody at Walmart for $1.69 or Target for $1.69. They're paying people there.
Yeah, but at Walmart they don't hand it to you. You actually have to go and find it. And
oh my god!
Pick it out yourself.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sitting there. I could easily pick it up. Like really,
it's not like
they're not paying somebody more to pick it up.
Well, no. If they left it out in the open, the honor system for you, you'd probably take the Junior Mints and steal it.
No, I wouldn't. I'll pay.
I'm not paying $5. I'm going in there and
steal it. Eat the whole thing while you're shopping, and then discard the Junior Mints over in some other section.
You ever do that? You walk around the store and you see an empty box or an empty half drink. So you like go. Or when someone doesn't want something anymore, they decide, I don't want this ice cream, and they leave it like in the toy section.
Yeah.
Because people look at me. I will actually walk it all the way back to where I got it and put it back.
And put it back, sure.
And people are like, why are you doing that? I go, they have people here do that. I go, because I don't want it anymore. Yeah. I'm going to go put it back. I go, if I was working somewhere and somebody did that, I go, I'd be ticked. You don't want it anymore, put it back. And it's like, especially if it's something frozen. Mm-hmm. Yep. I always wonder with Walmart. And all these, if you go to Walmart, they have like all these baskets that people have returns or they don't want it. They throw it into this basket. And it's like chicken or something sitting in there for like, how long has it been sitting in there
before they actually put it back in the refrigerator and resell it?
Yeah.
I don't buy produce at Walmart.
Because if you look, they throw the stuff into a basket and you know they're waiting for someone to come get the basket and go put it back on the shelves. How long does it sit there before they put it back on the shelves?
I don't know. It depends.
Could be this probably the stalker overnight.
if they focus on that section, it just depends.
Oh wait, yeah. It's a holiday.
Oh, not till Tuesday.
Anyway, so yeah, that just bugs me. But anything else going on? So Dell, what was your how many stars? How many thumbs would you give Hateful Eight? I want to see Hateful
Eight. Is that out of what? Out of five? Is it five stars?
It's four thumbs. But yeah.
Four thumbs. I'd give it a solid three.
Solid three?
Yeah. I don't think it's four. I don't think it's Quentin Tarantino's best work, but it was still quite
good. Western though?
What's that?
Good Western.
It was good. It all takes place in a very, you know, like I don't want to give anything away. So it's not, you know, they talk about the scenery and stuff like that. Not enough of that in the movie. Let's put it that way.
More like they're just in the cabin?
Yeah, exactly. So
there's a lot of dialogue.
Exactly, yes.
That's a Quentin Tarantino movie.
I know, but at the same time, I mean,
a Western you want to see.
I mean,
you could have taken mountain ranges.
Same,
you want to see trees. You want to see.
You could have almost taken the same plot and put it in any type of other movie. Could have been sci-fi. Could have been, you know, on the street. Could have been.
Oh, so
in
really
a
had
bar.
Nothing. It's really not a Western.
Correct.
Ah, that's disappointing.
Except for the type of firearms that they used back then. So, you know.
All right.
So anyways,
you're really not selling
it.
Me
was
on
good.
It. You're not really not saying, "Hey, Jack, go see this movie."
I'm not. Well, I'm telling you.
I mean,
it's
I've seen Creed already, and after Jay's review, I want to go see it again.
Really?
But I've already seen it.
Okay, and mm-hmm. I haven't seen it. That's
your,
one.
Your review of Hateful Eight's making me like going. Well,
now,
okay,
now
it's not
would
a
I
Western.
Have to have seen Balboa to really watch Creed or no?
No, we just said you didn't have to see any of them.
Any of them? Okay, then that might be one that I might want to.
I mean, there's one scene you'll like go, "Well, Adrian's dead," because. They'll find out she's dead again.
Okay. Well,
but she was dead in Balboa.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate the fact that you ruined Balboa, which I probably wouldn't see.
You don't.
Movie
you don't
anyway.
Have Adrian sitting in the stands going Rocky, Rocky, and that you can hear her voice over all the other voices in the movie.
You're killing me.
Because yeah, if you go, if you it was
you're
a,
killing me.
Like Rocky One and in Rocky Three, where she's, you know, she has a very low.
Well, pretty
voice.
Much when. You know, when Sly started doing the Expendables and stuff like that, I figured his career was expendable. So I really haven't Aww. Been a what? I haven't been a fan. So you know, I mean, he's
my good friend, Sly.
He's getting old. So you know, we're all getting old.
We're all getting old.
I'm just saying.
The only part I didn't like is the part with the motorcycles.
No, I like that.
That was cheesy.
What happened with the motorcycles?
You'll have to wait and see.
Oh, you can't tell
no,
me.
No, I like that because that was his kind of running steps moment.
I get that, but it was kind of like, oh, come on. We're trying to be hip here. And
but he's also doing it. But it's not just his fight. It's Rocky's fight. So it's
I get it's Rocky's fight, but it was kind of cheesy at that point. Except when they get to the destination.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it cool.
But the part up to it, I'm like, come on, really? This is what we're doing? Come on, really?
But they set
come
it up well.
We couldn't do anything
not
better
easy
than this
being
at this point.
Cheesy, huh?
But no,
that was my only complaint in the movie. If I, as a writer, would have said, hey, we're
going
to...
As a writer,
we're going to cut this scene out because I don't do cheesy.
So you're happy to have that one on the cutting room floor?
If I was...
Maybe when it comes out on DVD, that will be
you've
deleted.
Heard, you've heard fights
you,
between
Jack.
Writers and directors and actors and stuff like that. It had been an all-out war. We'd have been on TMZ because I would have fought to the death. I said, take your coat... Get out of my seat and get this part on the cutting room floor because I could have done without that part except for the part at where the destination without spoiling anyone.
Wait,
the
what?
Other part was well except I would have kept the part with the destination.
What do you mean?
Well, they get where I can't say it without spoiling people.
Okay.
But most of it I would have cut that scene out. But it didn't kill. It wasn't. It didn't kill the movie for me.
Uh-huh. Wait, were they actually fought, the last fight?
No. The scene I'm talking about with the motorcycles.
Oh, that. I was going to say, I thought that was cool.
It wasn't cool. It was stupid.
Nah, I liked it.
He's saying save the destination where they ended up.
Where they end up at the destination.
But get rid of the motorcycles, which...
Okay. Okay.
You know,
okay
not seeing the not seeing the movie, I have no idea what
okay.
I'm talking
well,
about.
Well,
I think he agrees with me.
But now, I mean, with all this banner over stupid fucking motorcycles, I'm kind of waiting until the damn thing comes out on DVD.
No, it's good.
No.
Or red box.
No, no red box. No? Who still red boxes? Yeah, in fact, I was pumping gas the other day, and they had a red box there, and people were waiting in line for the red box. I go, guys, and it's raining, and it's blowing rain out. I go, iTunes, Apple TV.
Well, it's cheaper. That's a dollar at Redbox. It's like $5.
But you still have to take it back. How many times you fucked up and not taking it back the next day?
Yeah, I got hit for another. It's $1.60 now or some shit like that.
Yeah, and how many times
$1.48, and then you get nailed another $1.48.
And then you have to go into Circle K and get the Junior Mints, which costs you another $3.
Exactly. Fuck, $1.69. Wait a minute. Can you come over here and hand them to me so I can complain about $5? $5?
Last time I got the Powerball tickets, they had one line open, and they had two people behind the other this other register not doing anything. And I'm thinking it, but this guy behind me goes, so what the fuck? We got three people in here working and only one register? Does this fucking make sense to you? Yeah. I go, and I didn't realize he was talking to me at first. I go, because he was actually older than me. Mm-hmm. So he's like an older, crankier than me. And I'm thinking, I go, why the fuck are you standing here? Watch. There's like 10, 15 people in line.
Yeah.
And I go, but they never did stop to help us. He goes, well, I don't think I'm coming to this place again.
I hit one gas station, you know, when the Powerball was $1.6 billion. And she must have been a new hire or something, been there a month or something. But even after a month, you should know how to fucking do a Powerball, right?
I would think so.
So I go, okay, give me.
Isn't that a drink?
Well, I just wanted two Powerballs on the same ticket. She goes, I don't know how to do that. So you're going to give them to me on two separate tickets? For me, that's fine because I only spent $4. But what if the guy behind me says, I want $20. Are you going to kick out 20 individual fucking tickets?
Well,
instead of
might.
Putting five on a ticket or 10 on a
trees.
Ticket? So I'm
that.
Like looking at her going, whatever. I mean, what? Fucking train the people. I mean, come on.
I bought 20 the first day. I bought 10. What? How many? I bought 20 the first time because what it was one was $700 million.
We won $4.
I won $4 when it was one point.
Yeah, we got a Powerball.
Whatever billion. I got a Powerball. It was 10. I got 10.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know what to do with the money.
Yeah,
I'm almost thinking about not claiming it because I'll pay taxes.
Contribute
on it.
That to my 401k.
What did you win, Jay?
$0. $0.
You're not retired. It's funny. Now I see it like for $50 million. I go, I drive by the sign. I go,
not worth my time.
It's like the people that won $1 million after they paid their state and federal taxes only got half.
Yep.
Now I know what people are saying.
Well, I'd still rather have $500,000.
I go, still the government's getting $500,000.
Did you see the special on 2020 the day or two after that?
I did not see it.
Some of the people that are
I don't watch anymore because Barbara Walters is not on.
Well,
I like
they
this is 2020.
They burned through like $10 million or whatever,
oh, yeah.
And now they're fucking broke and in bankruptcy.
There's a show on that. A bad lottery winner.
The worst I heard was there was this woman that tried to sell her grandson or something like that. To like a person, they try to sell her grandson for like $75,000 because she needed money.
You know,
She had won the lottery.
She won the lottery, but she ran out of money, and she wanted to continue the lifestyle. So she tried to sell her grandson for $75,000.
Are you kidding me?
No. It's in Florida.
Well, okay, that makes
sense. You know, but you know, he really couldn't lift a whole lot, and he wasn't strong enough. So I turned her down.
You wouldn't put on that sheep costume.
Oh, no.
Come on. I've got this 80-pound of concrete bag.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, my God. On that, look, why don't we get into trying to do some advice?
You 10-year-old pussy.
Come on.
Fuck you, lady. Said he could lift 100 pounds. That's bullshit.
Sure that's
he can't even lift 80
you
pounds.
You sure that's an actual story or just make it?
I swear. That was like one of those lists of worst
no help.
Lottery winners of all time.
Pick up that bag of tools. Fuck you.
Well, how did she get caught? Someone turned her in?
One of her daughters turned her in. The aunt of the grandkid found out and then turned them in. Because the mother was in on it too with the grandmother of the actual.
Oh, my God.
The mother was selling the
Yeah, again, these are great people. Great people. All right, let's get into.
You hear people all the time struggling to have kids.
Oh, I know, right?
You hear it all the time. They spend thousands of dollars to have kids. And
tens
you get
of
people
thousands,
these asshole people out here that do that.
Yep.
Anyway. You still remember the movie Parenthood with Keanu Reeves, best line in his ever his history of movie making. Said, any asshole can you have to have a license to fish, but any asshole can be a parent.
I mean, honestly, the best Keanu Reeves movie might be Van Wick. Was that the movie? What's the movie? Is it Van Wick? No. You know it, Dale. What's the one where John Wick?
John Wick.
I never
that
saw
that. That was kick ass.
Ah, it's a great
They're
movie.
They're making a John Wick 2. That's
I know.
Gonna be awesome.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Is he from Ohio State?
No, he doesn't say much. FBI he doesn't say agent. Much, which is great for Keanu Reeves, but it's good.
Kick some ass.
Yeah, like it's kick ass from like he just kicks asses from beginning to end.
From the start of the movie, he fucking kicks ass.
Yeah,
it's, awesome.
It's really good. All right, so why don't we get into some of these emails here? Do you want me to kick it off?
Well, you do the first one.
What's who am I doing again?
Do Christy.
Okay, Christy.
I kind of like the way you said that. I'll do Christy. What?
What?
Okay.
All right, this is Christy Van Buren. Okay. I don't know if this is a recent thing or if it's just become common with social media, but I'd like to your take on it. Do you think it's okay for men to refuse to leave the house because of their lady's outfit? Now, I'm not talking about something that might be too revealing or out of taste for an event. I'm talking about a lady loving a skirt or a shirt and the guy saying, I'm not leaving the house with you wearing that. I don't ever remember any of my friends complaining before, but it seems to happen all the time now. And every time one of my friends say something about it, it pisses me off, and I have to hold my tongue from telling them to tell him to fuck off.
It's in capital letters, so you gotta say, fuck off!
Fuck off!
Yeah!
Fuck you, Lori.
I'm not paying $5 for Junior Mints. Fuck off!
For the record, I would tell my guy friends the same thing, LOL. I remember as a kid, my stepmom picking out my dad's clothes and when they went out, making sure he had things in his closet like a child, it seemed pretty emasculating. I have never done that to my guy, nor would I presume to because I do not want them dressing me or disparaging something I love. Have I commented when I asked if something just totally didn't go together? Sure, because you want to help them by suggesting a different pairing. But loving someone is also loving their personality and how that comes out with their clothes. It's part of them, so you kind of just have to go with it. Or that's just my opinion. But I would never tell my guy not to wear that Star Wars t-shirt. I secretly love it. Or veto his beloved Birks in the summer. Whatever makes him happy and lets him express his personality, he's my husband, not my kid. So what's your take on this? Is this a byproduct of the metrosexual male, a controlling man? Or men just being more selfish? Is it a generational thing? How would you react to this from your ladies? Do your ladies try to dress you? And if so, how does it make you feel? Thanks, guys. I look forward to your input. Winky face. So.
Who wants to go first on this?
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, go ahead. Why, I feel like...
because you're married, and so I don't have anybody telling me what I can and can't wear. So.
And I know, Mom and your wife tries to dress you, so.
Well, to be fair, I can't match clothes. I mean, I need garanimals. I need to match the okay. This is a line. This is the line that
yes, this is a line. This is a lioness.
I can match
together.
Like a white shirt with any kind of pants. But like she goes, I'll put something on and I'll have like stripes going this. She goes, so, what are you doing?
Don't put the lion with the gazelle. Yeah. Oh no, that's not a killer outfit. I'm sorry.
Keep the sheep away from you know
exactly.
Anyway, so I have no problem. I'll ask her, but like she doesn't like me wearing like Hawaiian shirts, like the ugly shirts.
Yeah. Don't look at me when you say that.
So I purposely wear.
I like Hawaiian shirts.
I like Hawaiian shirts. I think they're cool. I like them. I have told her in the past, but more like in the 80s, she used to wear these, like, she had this overall outfit.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't look good on her. So I said, and she asked me, she kept asking, oh, it looks fine. It looks fine. It looks fine. She goes, why do you keep saying fine? I go, it doesn't look good on you.
All right, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Yep. Which is a mistake.
Yeah,
but then she said she did say
she only
okay.
Still brings it up 30
so
years
you didn't,
later.
You didn't do it subtly, like say you know, do you have your pitchfork to go with that or anything?
Look, you don't have a tractor. Yeah. Dump the overall. Exactly. It was like a white overall type thing, and it wasn't flattering towards it. I didn't, and also I wasn't a fan of the shoulder pads of the 80s.
Yeah, never been.
I used to go up to her all. I've told this before. I'd go up to her, you know how football players hit shoulder pads. Yeah. I go, I didn't like it. I thought it was a stupid, but. That was the style. I didn't tell her she couldn't. But I didn't say you can't wear those shoulder pads. I didn't say you can't wear those overalls. I just said that doesn't. But as shoulder pads, I wait till the shoulder pad phase passed.
So more recent though, do you think it's a generational thing?
I don't tell her now.
I mean,
she'll ask.
We don't know how old Christy is, right? You don't know who this person is?
I feel like I'm feeling she's Generation X, which is, I think, what you guys are in, maybe. Or you're at the beginning of Generation
X. I think if she does ask me, and sometimes I go, yeah, I think this would look, you know, I'm kind of, you know, but I'm careful with my answers.
Right.
Because I don't want to get killed.
Yeah, like if I'm asking an opinion, I'll give it. Or if there's just sometimes like...
Right, but I don't scold anybody else or tell them, are you wearing that? We're going out together. You're wearing that? No,
I wouldn't say that either.
There's sometimes,
My wife would say it to me. Really? That's what you want to wear?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, Kimmy has a lot more fashion sense than I'll ever have, so... it's never been
I think there is a bit of partnership there where if that's somebody else's strength, you would ask their opinion about it.
Right.
You know? Like, because I don't want to walk out of the house looking like an idiot. So I'd much rather my wife just tell me, like, oh, I got a booger in my nose. Tell me. Oh, I look like shit. Tell me.
In all honesty, Jay, I mean, you walk out of the house every day, so it doesn't really matter what you wear.
It's like I'm going to San Diego. For a week, I need to pick out clothes that I know match.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, jeans.
It's just jeans, and then you're good. Just about anything.
Goes jeans. Yeah. So that I have sometimes I'm in California. I go, I'll text the clothes. Does this match? I said to her, and she goes, no. Yes. So.
But like almost like, you know, toddler, you know, mental breakdown, hissy fit. I'm not leaving the house if you're going. I feel like that's a bit extreme.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah, I would never do that.
I never said I'm not going to be seen in public with you wearing that.
I think she's perfectly fine to tell him to fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's just you can't if someone feels comfortable with what they're wearing.
Exactly.
As long as they go outside and they don't care what people think. More power to them.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But I like to match. So I become less caring about match. I used to have like it had like a rip or something in it. I couldn't wear it, but now I was like, I don't care.
The problem you have now is you wear like shirts that are way too big, like gigantic.
But I like to be comfortable.
I know, but you look like a child.
A child?
Yeah. Well, like you swim in your t-shirts.
But I like them big.
I get it, but you're not, you know, 800 pounds. You can just wear a large shirt and be okay.
They are large shirts.
No, your shirts are huge.
They're large. I don't get extra large.
Like, they're like muumuus. They're like muumuu shirts.
Muumuus. That's probably not a good fashion statement.
All right, I'll work on getting shirts that... well, you know, I used to work out a lot, and since my shoulder surgery, maybe that's it. I don't have the broad... my shoulders aren't like they used to be. I think that has a lot to do with it.
I get it. You're like depressed or something.
No, I'm not depressed. It's funny. I was reffing the other. I told the story yesterday, but I'm reffing against UNC against Elon. I'm by the UNC bench. This guy.
Elon's normally pretty chippy. How that game?
But it was a physical game. But it was their fight broke out. But anyway, so I jump up on the UNC bench because these two guys. I'm trying to get out of their way, so I jump on the bench, and this guy checks the other guy into me. They both check into me, and I go flying into the. UNC bench.
Oh, wow.
And UNC goes, we got you, guy. We got you, ref. We got you. And I'm falling further down. And I can't – I'm so out of shape, I can't – I go, man, I need to do a sit-up. I couldn't get my body – I couldn't get out of the player box.
Wow.
Because my legs are falling down, and they're laughing, and they're trying to get me out. And I go – I get back up. I go, geez, sorry, guy. I'm a little out of shape. I'm old. They go, oh, no problem. They go, we're just thankful it wasn't the other ref. They pointed to Russ. but I just said, man, I got to get myself in shape. This is ridiculous. I could literally could not get out of the – and they asked me after the period, are you all right? I go, yeah, fine. Thanks for your help. I'm more embarrassed than anything else.
I hit my 8 months, and I actually skated last week.
Did you skate?
At closing, I got on the ice. I can skate.
Is that why there was this –
people well, let's close out Chrissy's email here. And we
no, is that why people thought they saw a comet?
I just had to physically remember to pick up my left leg. However, I had Tyler throw a puck down and try to skate and pick up a puck.
Why would you do that?
Well, see, that's just it. That part of my back is not flexible anymore, in the lower part of my back. And I like, oh, shit. And I literally knew I was going to fall forward. So I just dropped to my knees and slid across the ice. So
what you're used to
doing
anyway.
Can't pick up a puck yet, but I can skate, so that's good.
Well, no, you need to just get one of those little claw things. But going to Chrissy's email here, let's close this out before we get too far away from this. So final answer is
nope. Tell you
fuck
yeah.
you, right? If
you're an adult, if you feel like you feel comfortable wearing what you want to wear, that's. I mean, probably tell you probably have a, you know. Look, I don't.
And then
like,
she's gonna say you know, the merry man guys. I'll say that I can tell you to fuck off.
But I will say this is my side note to that. I think, but if the person in the relationship would like that type of advice or would like that say so, maybe not necessarily the stamp your feet and say I'm not leaving with you, but maybe like hey. You know, just look out. Like, if something's not right, or just let me know. Like, because I think that's an important part of a relationship, just to kind of have somebody's back.
Is she going to come back and say, if she says, wear something that and people criticize her for, why don't you tell me?
Yeah. Because if I was the one walking around in Birkenstocks in the summer, or Birkenstocks with socks, I would hope somebody would say, no, that's you look like an idiot. Stop.
That would be me.
Yeah, exactly. I need, you know, I prefer but to have those types of boundaries.
I don't say people are an idiot. I go, are you from California?
No, your favorite was moron, so it would usually be, what are you, a moron?
Kind of moron?
What the hell are you doing?
Anyway, all right, so hopefully that answers the question.
I'm Murray from the Goldbergs.
But I will say, anybody at home listening to this right now, if you have an opinion about it, call us in or write us in at 510-69-TAFFY. Or marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. Send in your opinions about Chrissy's email and people saying, no, I'm not leaving the house with you if you're dressed up like that. All right, next email.
I know there's people out there. Like
that. Oh, I know there is. I do know they exist.
All right, so this is we have Tack from Tokyo who sent an email in but also had six questions. So I'm going to do the email first and stop, and then do the six questions later.
Perfect.
Hi, Jay, Action Jackson, and Dale. What are you looking at me for? Happy New Year. I could not resist this breaking news. Yes, after spending 60% of recent airtime on the subject, Japanese scientists have brought this to you. Tokyo's Men's Health Clinic Tokyo has specifically...
You're right
what
over
the
there.
Fuck?
I'm trying to do it so Dale
are you
can't
reading
see.
Or squinty? What the fuck is going on over there?
I'm trying to do this so Dale can't see the questions.
I'm not fucking got the whole back of the fucking thing.
Yeah,
to
but
me.
It was sideways, and I saw you leaning over this.
I wasn't
way.
Leaning.
Once I said
there was, shit.
Once I said
whatever.
Dale, yeah, quit being a fucking cheater, all right? Just because
I'm not fucking cheating. Fuck you.
You gave up two
I'm
weeks, two times
here.
Ago, and now the tides are turning.
Fucking tied my ass.
All right, come Men's on. Health Clinic, Tokyo.
There you go. You got
which
it.
Which has specifically, special.
Jesus
fuck!
Christ.
What the
outpatient
hell?
For treatment.
Get it out.
Androgenetic alopecia. Alopecia?
Oh, AG. My God.
Why don't you just give me that first time. AGA. Or male pattern baldness has developed a technology.
It's alopecia, by the way.
Alopecia?
You should know the name of the thing and the reason why you have no hair. Alopecia.
I choose not to.
No, he just quickly, when that comes on for the commercials, he just changes the channel. I can't watch this anymore.
Well, would you? Would you?
Hey, it's Brian Urlacher. What?
Look, when you see a service for tree cutting, do you keep watching or do you change the channel?
I'm totally like,
post-traumatic stress.
Live through this shit.
Or whenever you see a tall ladder.
No.
Miracle Ladder has developed a technology to carry out an image-based diagnostic of AGA by using an ultra-high-resolution scalp MRI. Can I read now, or are you going to stop it again?
You lost your place. I was trying to save you the embarrassment.
I read the whole. I don't
the
care.
Dead air.
No, you found it right away. What's
dead air?
No dead air?
I'm just talking. I'm
there
talking.
Was like 10 seconds of dead air.
It wasn't. He hit a button, and he kept reading. You
old man, you lost
off.
Track of time about how long you
actually,
were off.
By reading the article, it sounds like a huge waste of money because if you go beyond the head, line, well, you will see that they developed an MRI diagnosed hair loss. So there's a whole website there. So it would seem, so it sounds like this. Come here, Action Jackson. Let me diagnose you and give me that money. Anyway, now that you know that baldness is actually AGA, making fun of bald people becomes making fun of people who have a disease. That's bad. For 2016, you can prepare an AGA bracelet. And by the way, maybe Lance could melt those Live Strong bracelets and come up with a proper AGA campaign. So now.
Yeah, I feel like those Live Strong bracelets are probably like stockpiles of them now since the controversy surrounding him. So you probably get those at a discount probably.
Yeah. So I did tell Jay about something I want to do for baldness. a campaign, but I'm going to wait on that and announce it later. But it's funny that they mentioned this because I have something I want to do. Okay. But I'm saving it because I haven't done it yet. So
teaser, a little trailer.
It's a teaser. So trailer. You know, if you donate $4,000, no, I'm kidding. No, it's not growing, but I don't have plugs, Dell.
No, I'm just
Dell's looking at the top of my head.
No, I'm looking.
I don't have plugs.
I see a couple hairs up there. I just kind of wonder.
I always get a few little sprouts up there.
Well, you got some little ones growing in the very top there.
I get that, but they don't.
It's kind of like Charlie Brown stuff going on.
Yeah, let's pick on the poor bald kid. Anyway, we have a couple phone calls.
All right. Let's start off because it looks like it's +61, so that's probably what's his name, right?
Yeah, it's probably, yeah.
The voice. All right, let's go to it right now.
Okay.
The Dale television series will return. And by television, I mean YouTube. It's coming back in 1080p high definition. And I am the only one who can ring in. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. The Dale television series, which The Voice made years ago. That was like,
that was sweet.
Over half a decade ago.
Was it that was that long ago?
That was a while ago.
I'm Dale.
But Voice, if you could send a link to us to post out to everybody.
I'm Dale.
I'd like to see the bloopers in the Dell television series. Actually, I see him all the time when he comes in to record, but I'd like to see him.
I hear most of the bloopers are when he has to take a leak because he's looking at his very small penis.
I heard the bloopers.
Is that the best you got? Come on now. Come on, Jay.
Bump, bump, ba, bump, bump. I heard the bloopers when he's having on a date and he's having pizza. Soggy pizza, Dale.
Oh, soggy
pizza.
That's
a classic.
Jesus, can you?
Classic.
You can't. All right, next call.
All right, here we go.
Oh, right.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year. This is Andrew calling from Arizona. I'm recently single in my mid-30s, let's say. 36 to be precise, but I do have a baby face, and folks have always commented on my baby face to the point where when I'm at work and I deal with customers, sometimes the customers think I'm just out of high school or something. But anyway, so here's my question. I'm recently single. When do I owe it to a girl to tell her how old I am? Because I get the benefit of, you know, looking kind of young is on the dating scene, I do get to hang out and or hook up with women who probably, if they knew how old I was, wouldn't hook up with me. But, you know, these are women in their early to mid-20s. So I just want to get your guys' opinion on it because, you know, if things do get serious with anyone down the road, I feel like they should know up front. But at the same time, if I'm also just looking to have some fun and casually date, then maybe it's not so relevant at that point how old I am. So, yeah, just want to know what you guys thought. Thanks, bye.
All right, thank you for the call. So what do you – this seems like
I know Dell has
with Dale's expertise.
When Dell was recently at a middle school, he had to tell people his age. No, Dell had to say that because he had to say, you know, okay, I might be over 21. I that's an interesting question because I don't think is there rules that you have to?
There's not rules, but I feel like it. I don't know. It might be a little misleading. Like, I don't know.
But it's not misleading if you don't, if you're not saying, if you
yeah,
say,
I guess if they ask and you
say,
lie,
if you,
that's
if you say, if they ask, you say, I'm 22.
That's,
and you
yeah,
can
that's
pass
the
22,
wrong.
And
yeah.
You're really 36, and that's misleading. But if you're dating, have a good time, and stuff like that, and they go, "Oh, you're 36." I mean, at that point, if they, like I said, if they ask, and I think
well,
the conversation would come up.
Between casual sex and dating, though, I mean, if you still want to hook up with the 20 years old, and they don't ask, I say, you know, no harm, no foul. But like you say, if it's going to be an ongoing relationship,
there needs to be honesty.
You could just sit there and go, well, you know, I graduated college in X number of years or whatever, and then they've got a noodle, they can figure it out.
I do have my AARP card, if that helps, if that, you know. Why do you keep getting the
card carrying member for 3 years?
Discount for the movies. Does it work on junior mints?
I wish. In that case, I can't wait to be 65 or 55.
It's 50.
It's 50.
Only 50? Damn.
AARP card at 50.
Yep.
I have one. Well, I know. I don't belong to the largest lobbyist group in the nation. I just get the card. They said to me once a year, trying to get me in the biggest lobbyist group in the world. And I refuse to do it. Now, I don't think you have to tell anybody your age.
No.
Like I said, if they do ask you, you have to be honest.
Yeah,
about it.
Yeah, I would say you'd be honest. Sure.
If you feel something with this person. I mean, if you feel.
Now, what if he's. Let me put a different twist on it. What if it's like going to be a threesome or a foursome, and these are like three hot women, and they're all like, you know, 20, 21 or something.
You lied.
And would you misrepresent it for a foursome or a threesome?
Are they going to really ask at that point?
I'm just saying, if it comes up in conversation, I'm just saying.
Oh, this is a deal breaker. You're 36.
This could be like a very, let's say the guy's never had a threesome. Would this be something that you would fib about, a white lie to seal the deal?
I have no problem with it.
Woo-hoo!
I'm just, if you're a serious,
good to know you're not dead, Jack.
I don't think anyone at that point it's like a, it's,
exactly. I don't think the age should matter.
What's your age? Like it's all coming down to your age. If you're 34,
they would be like, "Oh man, we're gonna do this old guy. He looks so young." Anyways, we're gonna do him a favor.
I think Dale's having a fantasy here.
Yeah. I just happened to think about it.
But no, I don't.
It's two things. If you're just out to have fun, then whatever. But I think if you're going for a serious relationship, you should at least be upfront about your age.
Right. Be honest from the get go.
Yeah, you have to tell him. Yeah.
Because in any good relationship, you have to have trust between each other.
Exactly.
But listeners at home, what do you think? Call us in at 510-69-TAFFY or send an email to marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. But thank you very much for the call. We really appreciate it.
We do.
All right. So, Action Jackson, is it time for the six questions?
It is time for the six questions, and I'm taking a number between 1 and 5.
1 and 5.
Go ahead. Go first, Jay.
I go first?
And
2.
Unlike the NFL refs, I know how to do 1 between 5. You saw twice they screwed up on the coin flip?
Yeah, I saw
I saw.
Okay, you said 2, Jay?
I said 2.
4.
The answer is 4.
Damn.
Cool.
All right, so are you choosing? Or
I don't know. Should I go first or not? Read the first question.
No. You got to pick.
All right, I'll go first.
I have a winning streak here of 2 in a row.
2 in a row. All right.
Yeah, whatever.
This is from TAC from Tokyo, and
all right.
Why the fuck would this thing? This stupid. I have no room on this desk. All right, you're not cheating, are you, Jay?
I swear to God, no. That would kind of.
Question 1, and I'll need the closest answer to this. In which century was Japan a major exporter of silver?
What century?
What century was Japan a major exporter? Not importer, exporter of silver.
What century?
I need the closest one.
I'm just picking the century, right?
Century.
Biggest exporter.
Major exporter. I notice Jay doesn't stop you when we're doing this.
All right, I'll go 19th century.
19th century. Jay?
Shit, I didn't get it right because he didn't stop, motherfucker.
Well, you didn't get it right, no.
I know!
Well, I'm going to go earlier than I'm going to say 18th century.
The correct answer is the 16th century.
Holy crap!
So Jay gets the number 1 point there.
I would have thought with all the monetization, it would have been just, okay, whatever. I lost.
That's what I'm saying, industrialization came.
Yeah.
They wouldn't, Go ahead.
Okay, what the F... This is the question for Jay. What the F is Horace Wilson remembered for?
What the fuck is Horace
Wilson? I need the correct answer on this one.
Who's Horace Wilson?
Well, he's remembered for something. And I'm just going to be honest, I probably wouldn't have got this right.
Okay, if we said what the fuck, is it he dropped an F-bomb on live TV for the first time?
That is incorrect.
Damn.
But you know, but actually, that's a pretty good guess. But it's not close to what the answer is. But that's a good guess.
All right. He invented silver fillings. I don't know.
That's not a bad guess because you're going on.
I was going by the first theme of questions. Yeah.
He introduced baseball to Japan in 1872.
What?
Introduced baseball to Japan in 1872.
Makes sense because it's tack from Tokyo. We're getting a theme here.
All right. Son of a bitch.
Huh. What city is Yokohama's sister city? What city is Yokohama's sister city?
Oh, it's me.
Yes, I'm sorry.
What was the question again?
What U.S. city is Yokohama's sister city?
What U.S. city?
U.S. city.
I think that's a spoiler alert. That wasn't in the question originally.
Yeah, but I forgot U.S. Because I saw the answer. I was like, I'm reading the next question. Sorry. A city in America.
Come on, Dale. Just pick one.
All right. Sister city. Shut the fuck up.
There's a theme here.
All right. All right. Fucking San Francisco. I don't know.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Jay? It is not San Francisco.
Mm. Okay.
That is a good guess, though.
This is my guess. It's either Raleigh or San Diego. That's my guess because it would relate to us.
You can't fucking take both. Take one.
I know, so I got to pick one. And now that you've already answered the question, you're not going to be able to take one or the other. So I'm going to say Raleigh.
The correct answer is San Diego.
Damn it. The reason why I said maybe it's not San Diego is because Jack did, And that I wouldn't have thought that much of a disbelief if it was Raleigh versus San Diego. I thought you would have been more...
All right, you're still up 1-0.
As a white man, I should have been nominated for an Oscar.
All right, your next question.
You showed up, right? That's all you need to do, right?
I showed up.
Not even in a movie, but you showed up somewhere.
Okay. Who F is Randall McDonald? McDonald. Randall McDonald. Not Ronald McDonald. Is it Ronald McDonald? No.
You're right.
Randall McDonald.
Randall? Ronald.
Randall McDonald.
Who the fuck is Randall McDonald?
And it's Jay's question. Neither one of you guys are going to get this
the
one.
The guy... No, it's just a guess. And this is where I'm going with it. KFC is really big in Japan, I think. Or maybe it's in China. I want to say the guy that brought KFC to Japan.
That would have been Colonel Sanders.
No, I know Colonel Sanders, but there's somebody that had to brought it to... Like,
not
he's
even
already
close.
Done with it by that.
Okay. Not even close. Not even close.
I don't know. I'll say American ping pong champion. I don't know.
What?
I tried to go as far away from what he said, so what the fuck?
The first native English speaker to teach English in Japan.
Yeah.
Who he is. You guys didn't get that. Come on, man. Jay's still up 1-0. All right.
Well, maybe he played ping pong on the side. You don't know that. What the fuck are these doing in your luggage?
It's table tennis there.
You claim it? No, that's to paddle your women with. Come on.
He never had dinner at my house. let's see. Answer.
Those are butt paddles.
Question. Question 5. In average, and I'll need the closest answer to this. Average, how much longer do Japanese outlive Americans?
Ooh, on average, I'll say by 10 years.
10 years. Final answer?
Yes.
Jay?
I'm going to say 9 years.
The correct answer is 4 years. Yeah, here they remember Randall McDonald, not Ronald.
2 points, Jay. All right.
Couldn't wait to say that one. That was funny. Question 6. God, Jesus. What is the claim of fame for Makoto Hagawara, M-A-K-O-T-O, Anyone have, how do you pronounce
M-A-K-O-T-O?
That,
Jake? M-A-K-O-T-O. Makoto.
Makoto Hagawara. H-A-G-I-W-A-R-A.
H-A-G-I-W-A-R-A.
Right.
Hagiwara.
Hagiwara. A Golden Gate Park Japanese tea garden in San Francisco. It was around 1900.
Well, I totally asked the question, though, but trying to say it. Sound,
what is the claim of fame for
place?
The sad thing is, before 23andMe, where I was told I had Chinese heritage and Japanese heritage, I would have been able to rifle off these names like nothing.
Sure you would have, yeah.
But since I was found out I'm just white, but what was the claim of fame of this person of the Golden Gate Park Japanese Tea Garden in San Francisco? It was around 1900. What was the what did they bring to this tea garden? What thing from Japan did they bring to this tea garden?
That's my question, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say green tea.
Wrong.
Okay.
I'm gonna say bonsai trees.
To a tea garden?
I don't know. The fuck! It could be a very scenic tea garden. What do I know?
Fortune cookie.
Oh fucking.
Oh.
On.
I hope you like this question. Enjoy the year. Keep podcasting. Cheers. Tech from Tokyo.
And Tech's one of our greatest contributors, so I'm sorry, Tech, that we did so wrong on this question.
And I'm sorry I found out that I'm just white and just can't pronounce things anymore.
So I still won, though, so Dale, suck it. Suck it
and
long,
tried,
suck it
and Dale tried today, too, and you were you're over,
but you know what it is? He hasn't won since he kind of phoned it in three times ago.
Yeah, karma.
It is karma.
Karma.
What do you mean karma?
You
kind of
took. You kind of half-assed it on the questions.
You did, and I won because you just didn't try.
What you think this is karma? This is a payback or some shit?
The world knows. The world of the six questions knows, and it knows when you're phoning it in. And you phoned it in.
Yeah, because you're on a winning. You were on a winning streak for the first time.
I still maintain that Ronald guy was a fucking dentist that played ping pong.
It's Ranald, but yeah.
Ranald. Whatever.
Or Ronald. Probably Ronald. I don't know.
Probably Ronald, yeah. Mocha.
Let me look at let me read it now, because I want to see how badly you butchered this.
Maka Toto.
Let's see. Hold on.
Hagawara. Of Golden Gate Park's Japanese tea garden.
It's Makoto Hagiwara.
Makoto Hagiwara.
Oh,
Makoto.
Wow. I would have known that guy.
Makoto Hagiwara. Hagiwara.
Yeah, and anyone that's getting upset with me, just put Makoto Gladfelter, and people will still be messing up their last name. So, am I right?
But I will say, Tech, kudos on the font size here. The font is gigantic.
It's perfect for
I
me.
Know.
It's the only problem is that every time I tried to scroll down, I was skipping.
It's a slow scroll.
And I would go, oh, man, what happened? I lost half the
that's funny.
Text. Anyway, though, I do appreciate the question.
Yes. But even still with that large text, you couldn't keep up with reading
Dump
it.
Me.
It's kind of sad.
No, I'm just saying because of the – no, I'm scrolling. It's too big.
So you just want to complain. Right? People making the big font, they're like, oh, I can't keep up with it. It's too fast.
Well, again, I'm white. I should just be someone should be reading it for me, right?
God.
Whoa.
Wow. Oh,
I'm just for 53 years I lived as someone different, but now I can go get
what's the whole 23andMe thing you keep talking about?
It's a DNA test.
Oh,
I'm doing the Eddie Murphy stuff.
Sure you are. Sure you are.
No, we talked about
your secret Trump supporter over here.
No, I'm talking about the Earth. No,
yes.
I'm talking.
Yes,
it's the Eddie. You guys can go to hell. I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk to you guys anymore.
Oh my God!
Hey, who was more disappointed than me for the DNA test?
Yeah,
nobody.
I mean, yeah, I get bragging all the time, like, oh, I'm part Native American and Chinese, and whole bunch of none of that.
That's what I was told. So I was lied to by my family.
Are you adopted?
I am adopted. I keep telling you, I'm adopted.
I didn't believe the adopted thing until the whole DNA thing came out. So now I feel like, well, he might have.
See,
for the claims here.
I was laying around in East Berlin, Pennsylvania somewhere, and they said
the only thing against it is like you look like a Gladfelter, like your sister. There's a resemblance.
You live around, you hang around people long enough,
with your lemonade stand,
you start looking like people.
Your hard boiled eggs.
Yeah. You start looking like people when you know.
Yeah, but like it's a distinct look. Like you look like a Glatfelter.
Well, I could be a Glatfelter, but I'm not necessarily part of that Glatfelter clan.
But like you and your Aunt Tammy look a lot alike. Heather looks a lot like Aunt Tammy.
Obviously, I'm part of another clan. So,
yeah, obviously, we've just learned today.
Yeah, just learned today. That, yeah, geez, man, I've been doing it wrong all these years.
Oh my god,
I was all inclusive. Say, hey, we're all a big family. We're all happy. Anyone can win an Oscar. And I was like, no.
Wow.
Anyway, you know, I'm just joking, people.
Yes. Yes.
To be fair, I haven't had any sleep in like 6 days. I guess I have to go get a shrink, don't I?
I haven't slept in days.
Slept in days.
I see white people.
I see white people in my sleep. Used to scare me, but now it's like, now it's cool.
I'm gonna cry. Oh my god.
Crap.
Are you getting a cramp? You're right over there?
Getting a cramp. He's got to stand up. He's
away. See, from the microphone. God's punishing you right now. for your elitism.
Oh my god.
God,
that hurt.
Oh man. All right. Well, on that note, let's
don't edit anything out of the shot.
Just stand back up. Yep.
See, that's what you get, you racist bastard.
Now I know what it's like to be pregnant, too. Get it out, Doc. Get it out. I got everything covered now.
Oh.
So now I've pissed off, 90% of our listeners?
I think so. I think you've hit every single one so far. You all right over there?
Oh, my God. It's killing me.
Well... And Dale's no good because he's not even talking in the mic right now. It's just me over here listening to you be agonizing in pain.
It's actually kind of entertaining to watch. he's curling over in pain here. You know?
No more white jokes, no more pregnant jokes. I promise.
Like the Lord smited thee on this podcast. Like we're experiencing it on the podcast.
Is it the hamstring?
No, it's killing me.
Are you not having a heart attack, right? You're not dying.
That or is it your leg? Yeah. Hamstring.
Oh, my God. It's killing me. All right, we better wrap this up because I'm going to cry.
Well, here, I'll pause. Let's pause. Collect yourself.
He's back.
All right. We're back. Jack has not died.
Not yet, anyway. My God.
But here's the fucked up part. And this is, I guess, what just makes it a true Glatfelter. Dale, for all of the horrible things he said through 10 years of podcasts, not one. Well, I guess he did fall from a tree, right. So maybe that was it. But
so. That was my whole thing where you know, I prayed to God, don't make me paralyzed, and he kind of came through for me. So I think I've used up my mulligan. But
oh my, that was it still hurts, but it's not like.
Were you just sitting down for too long? What happened?
I don't know. Then, you know, you said you had, and first thing your mom says, are you having a heart attack? I go, it's in my leg.
I don't know. You're getting older.
Well, that's true. That's true. And again, I was just being Eddie Murphy. I guess I can't be, but I guess, no, I'm kidding.
You've gotten your just come up. It's there.
Nobody was more, how pissed was I when I got the 23andMe thing?
Yeah, stop trying to defend yourself, Whitey. Come on.
Don't call me Whitey.
Oh man. Alright, well, let's close the show. Jack is alive and well. Don't worry, people listening at home. We did have to stop though.
I'll pay once we get up $700 if Jack dies.
Fuck that guy, he's a racist.
Luckily it didn't happen to me on the plane. No, I'm not a racist. That's the problem. I can't be part of the fraternity. I don't have the
elitism of.
I don't have it. I don't feel like being part of that group. That's why I swear I'm gonna go do the.
You're not a card carrying white person. You know, you don't have that privilege.
No, I want to do the ancestry.com DNA one. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be more accurate.
Gotcha. Oh man. All right. Well, that's it for this week's show. We'll see you guys next time. Jack, you're traveling to San Diego. Safe travels. So
we're off for 2 weeks. We won't record next week, but we'll record the following week. But if you guys could give us some answers to some of these questions.
So we'll be off for a week, technically, not 2 weeks, just a week.
And I'm not having a heart attack. We'll get more. We're going to be. Well, you're going to California in February, right, Dale?
Right.
What week in February?
15th, 16th, 17th of February.
Okay, we'll get this all worked out. We're more consistent with the recording. Once Dale starts seeing the green, he's not going to leave here.
Exactly. Well, he got green before and didn't give two shits, so.
Well, not if you go like this, counting out my hand. One. That's it? One.
Well, it's got to be split 12
Man,
ways.
Man, where are we going to put this Washington? Boy, oh, look out.
It's got to be split
I
12
got my
ways.
Four quarters. I'm a happy guy.
I'm a happy boy.
Oh, man. All right. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye. Arrivederci.